Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. The lesson behind being a startup business is so overwhelming, and in fact, there's so many lessons that come with being a startup. I'm going to share it in this video, and we're going to talk about the process and journey of being a startup and the joy that comes behind it and the downfalls that come with the joy. So let me go ahead and finish going live. If this is your first time here, welcome to an episode of Failure's Knowledge Podcast, where we turn failed setbacks into successful stories, where we can not only help others, but we can educate from our experience, from our journey, and from everything that we have learned. So for today, we're talking about not only being a startup, but the challenges that I've been through and I had to overcome and I'm overcoming to this day. And if you're interested in starting your business and have no idea of what to do and how to go about doing it, this video should be an inspiration, should be an education, should be a lesson based off what I've learned. And I'm willing to share it. I'm willing to educate. I'm willing to teach. Let's go ahead and get into it. First, I'm right on the board. If this is your first time here, make sure you hit that like button. Go ahead and subscribe and engage with the conversation, because we're talking deep behind just being a startup. There are lessons behind being a startup. Okay, I'm gonna show the board. The lessons behind being a startup, and we're talking deep, we're talking heavy. So when I started my journey a half a decade ago, for one, I didn't even understand it was called business, it was called marketing, it was called sales. I didn't know anything of that nature. And so I had an idea, and when I started, I picked up my phone, started recording, started making content. And the day I picked up my phone was the day that my life changed. Not only did it change, but it taught me new information that I have never learned before, that I've never been around. And many times in life, when you get around new information, the new information is going to be confusing to understand. It's going to be challenging to recognize. It's going to be overwhelming in the beginning. And since it's overwhelming in the beginning, there's so many lessons that come behind not knowing what you are doing, not knowing what the skill is, or not knowing who you are building up to. And when I start to really understand more about what I was doing and how I can go about doing it, business, marketing, and understanding how to help others became more understanding. The first lesson I want to hit is that when you learn something new, you will not know what you are doing. When you learn something new, you would not know what you are doing. When you learn something new, you will not know. When you learn something new, you won't know. You won't understand it. You won't understand. Understand. There we go. And I'm gonna show the camera right here. when you learn something new, you won't understand it. And I put won't, because I ain't have enough space for will not. Nonetheless, there's so many different lessons that I've learned while being a startup, is that the journey is overwhelming. Many times in life, it's overwhelming because it's something new that you have to discover. It's a puzzle that you have to put together. It's a map that you have to follow. It's the map that you're following that makes it even more challenging. Now, just because it's challenging doesn't mean you can't get better, that you can't become better, that you can't overcome. It's so many different things that you will have to learn, that you will have to understand, that you will have to see in order to know that there's so much information that you do not know. Back in September of 2024, I did a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And during this time, it was a moment where I can learn more about business. I can learn more about what I wanted to do, and I can learn more about who I wanted to help. And during this time, it led me down a path where, one, I had to get up and do it every single day. Two, I had to reach out to a lot of people. And three, I had to be more organized with the way I was showing up. And even though after the 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I only made $217, I've learned so many critical lessons on how to have a business, on how to help the right customers, on how to speak the right language. It's so many different challenges that goes into launching your business. It's staying on the course that will help your business be more understandable, that will help your business flourish, that will help your business change. If you're not changing, your business is going to stay the same. And that 90-day challenge, it was so challenging because I had to change every single day. I had to learn something new every single day. There was lessons there that I wasn't prepared for. And even though I wasn't prepared for it, I still was able to show up. I still was able to complete the 90-day challenge. And I still was able to understand the reason behind it after I completed it. Now, I'm going to be honest. Now, during the challenge, I wanted to stop doing the 90-day challenge because nothing was working in my favor. My website wasn't working. I wasn't able to process payments. And it was challenging to stay consistent because I had to do everything. And at that time, I was working with my first team member, and she was managing my social media. She made the work light. On the contrary, I still had a lot of things to do, to focus on, and put things in position. When you learn something new, you won't understand it because it's so much that you don't understand. In fact, when you continue to do it every single day, the things that you don't understand, you will eventually begin to understand it. You will eventually begin to learn it. You will eventually begin to comprehend it because you're able to recognize it. You're able to understand it. And you have learned it. When I'm learning something new, the amount of time that it takes me to act on the new is the amount of time it's going to take me to learn what the new actually is. The new is understanding your business, understanding the type of business that you want to have. I saw one of my business cards earlier, and it said it was around social media. It was around social media marketing. I think it said turn views into sales. And I was still trying to figure out because my logo, it had a globe. Okay, I'm going to show you a globe. Picture this. I got a globe right here. But on my logo, my business card, I had like email, I had Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. So I had different social media platforms on the business card. And not knowing, just because there's a lot of information that's on the card doesn't mean people are going to understand it. Doesn't mean that people will recognize what the wording even is. Or people don't even recognize what the picture is because the picture was so much. I couldn't understand why it was so challenging when I was acting on the information that I had. In order for me to really understand the knowledge, the expertise, not the expertise, the knowledge, the industry that I'm going in and the route that I would like to pursue, I have to be willing to fail. Failure is knowledge because you gain success when you're able to fail. I was able to gain the knowledge because I was able to fail publicly. When you fail publicly, people are watching you. When you fail publicly, people are looking at you. When you fail publicly, people are going to have opinions. One of the audience members that was watching the challenge, they said, you could have made more money at working at McDonald's. And I questioned it, and I looked online and said, how much does McDonald's workers get paid? And I think they get paid $17.10. And when I looked it up, if I would have worked, I started the challenge in September 2024 and finished it in January 2025. If I would have worked at McDonald's during that time, I probably would have made around $6,000, give or take. And even though the audience member who said that was right, if I would have went to go work for McDonald's, I would have learned the lessons that I needed to understand as a startup business. Many times in life, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable to gain the lessons. And once you gain the lessons, now you understand the knowledge because you are going through what you have experienced. You are going through what you have learned. You are going through the information that you think makes sense. Now, just because it's not working in your favor at this moment doesn't mean it's not going to work in your favor. If you stay consistent, if you keep showing up, and if you keep learning, sooner or later, the words that you're seeing, the language that you hear, and the vocabulary that people are speaking, you will begin to understand it. I couldn't understand the language a half a decade ago because it was new. It was confusing. It was a new language that I didn't study. And as I continue to learn, continue to be in different rooms, go to different places and hear different people speak, hear different people teach, hear different people just be themselves, it taught me in order to become a business, I have to study the language. I have to study the vocabulary. I have to study what I'm looking to get into. I cannot become a business owner, I cannot become an entrepreneur, I cannot become someone different if I'm not willing to learn from the bottom. Many times in life, it's the bottom that you have to start, because in order to get to the top, you have to be okay with the bottom and work your way up. Working your way up is the most challenging thing there is, because there's someone at the top that's willing to teach you. There's someone at the top that's already been through the phase of development. There's someone at the top that's already been through what you are currently going through. Someone at the top is more than willing to help you not only understand the information, but prepare you accordingly that will help you along your path. My first couple of mentors, Mike Imbriglio and Steve Anderson. And I always shout them out when I speak about the mentors who taught me more about life, who taught me more about business, who taught me more about just figuring life out. And so when I met them on a YouTube channel, and I ended up calling Mike and I sent him a message. I sent him a video. I sent him a video as well. It was creative. I sent him a message, hey, this is Terrell Humphrey, and you put your number there, and I wanted to give you a call and reach out to you. And then I grabbed my phone, made a video, and I introduced myself like that as well. What that taught me is that you have to think outside of the box in order to make connections with people that you don't know. And when I was able to make this connection, he invited me to one of his real estate places that he was working on. And it was my first time ever seeing a house that had wood, that you can see the wood there, that you can see like the floor all tore up, that you can see the walls not even finished. Like you can literally see an unmodeled house. That was my first time there. And so as I'm there, my first time being there, they had two weed eaters. There was another gentleman there that was helping them. And Mike and Steve was like, yeah, we're going to be back. We're going to be back. Y'all can stay here and then we'll be back. They had two weed eaters. So I was raised in a single mother household, and my mama taught me the importance of hard work. If you can't offer anything else, you can offer hard work. And so I saw the weed eaters and I picked it up, and me and the other guy, we picked it up and we start weed eating. We start cutting the grass. You see, the challenge with this is that the hill or the grass was on a hill. It was on a hill And so you had to forgive the art, the expertise, okay? But you had to cut the grass. Hold on. Let me write my right hand. You had to cut the grass right there. Okay, that's hard. I can't write my right hand. For those of you that's asking, yes, I'm left-handed. I had to cut the grass. There we go. I had to cut the grass on a hill. And my shoes was like, they wasn't steady, but they were sliding. So I had to pivot my foot just a little bit so I could keep my balance. When you're learning something new, you have to get around others that have done the thing that you're looking to do. My biggest challenge is that I was trying to figure everything out by myself. In fact, I didn't know you could reach out to other people asking for help. I didn't even understand it because when you're learning something new, you won't understand it. I didn't fully understand that you can reach out to somebody that has done what you're looking to do and they'll be more than willing to help you. But see, it's finding the people that will help you. It's locating the people that will be more than willing to teach you. It's finding the people that will mentor you. Mentorship is so important because it teaches you what you don't know. You're able to go to someone and you're able to ask them from their expertise, from their knowledge, from their lessons, from what they've gained, what they've lost. Experience is the best teacher. And if you don't have the experience, you have to get around someone that has the knowledge, that has the receipts, that has the results, because they will show you, they will answer your questions, they will guide you. You see, the reason why this came about, why this topic came about, is that the lessons behind a startup, there's so many, is that when you start to figure out what you would like to do, locating where you would like to begin is so overwhelming. You can start without even knowing what you are doing, because as you are showing up not knowing what you are doing, eventually someone will come along your path and that will help you along your journey. I remember this movie, it was called The Pursuit of Happiness. And in this movie, Will Smith played, and it was his son, Jaden Smith. And Will Smith, the dad, he was talking to his son when Jaden Smith during that time. And so they're walking. And so Jaden proceeds to say, "Hey, Dad, I got a story to share with you. Hey, Dad, I got a story to share with you." He say, "There's a man drowning in the water." And as he's in the water, he asks God, "God, can you save me?" A boat proceeds to come. And the guy that's inside of the boat asks, "Hey man, do you need help?" The guy that's in the water, he say, "No, I'm waiting on God." So the gentleman that's in the first boat, he ended up leaving. Then the next boat came. Then the next person with the boat came, and the guy was like, "God, can you just help me? Help me get out this water. Help me be okay. Help me." The next boat come, and when the next boat comes, he asks the same questions the first boat asked. "Hey man, do you need help? Hey man, would you like help? Hey man, do you need any help?" And the gentleman that's in the water say, "No, I'm okay. I'm going to wait on God." And so the second boat end up leaving, the guy still in the water, and he proceeds to ask again. He say, "God, I just need your help." He say, "God, I just need your help." And so a third boat comes. And when the third boat comes, it's a gentleman driving the boat. And as the gentleman is driving the boat, he proceeds to ask the same question as the first two. "Hey man, do you need help? Hey man, do you need any help? Hey man, would you like help?" He proceeds to say, "No man, God has got me. God gonna save me." So the third boat ended up leaving. The guy that was in the water ended up drowning. Then when he gets to heaven, he asks, he say, "God, why you ain't saved me?" He said, "I sent you three boats and you turned all of them down. What was I supposed to do?" You see, many times in life, when you are in the startup phase of launching your business or starting something new,
The help that's coming around you, we don't understand that it's helped to get us to the next step. It's helped to get us to safety. It's helped to not only get us out the water, get us out the misery, but to know that everything is okay. You see, when I heard that story, I knew it had power, because when you are starting something new, you have to get out your own way. If that man would have said, yes, I would love to help. Yes, I would like to help. Yes, I need help getting saved. I need help getting out the water. I need help standing up. He would have understood that everything was going to be okay. You see, when you're starting something new, you have to get out of your own way. There's some things that you don't know. There's some information that's overwhelming. There's some experience that you haven't went through. Until you go through the experience, you won't fully understand what is meant to prepare you. It's going to prepare you for life. And as life is going to teach you what you are preparing for, life is going to show you what you are becoming into. You see, you can only become when you discover that you are growing. You see, when you learn something new, you won't understand it, because as you're learning something new, it's overwhelming. When you learn something new, you won't understand it, because it's difficult to understand. When you learn something new, you won't understand it, because there's many things that you do not fully understand. Life is going to show you, just because you don't understand anything doesn't mean you can't keep learning. Doesn't mean you can't keep growing. Doesn't mean you can't keep evolving. And the next point I want to hit on is that when you learn something new, you won't understand it. The next point I want to hit on is that you have to keep learning the new. That's, oh yeah, I like that. You have to keep learning the new. Keep learning the new. Keep learning the new. And I'm going to show it to the board right quick. I'm going to show it. Keep learning the new. There we go. Keep learning the new. And the reason why that is a different, is the next point, is because when you decide to learn the new, you have to keep learning the new, because eventually it will start to make sense. And the reason why this is so important, because it's not going to make sense the first time you read a book. It's not going to make sense the first time you read a word. It's not going to make sense the first time you try to be good. As time progresses and you keep showing up, the more you keep focusing on the new, the better you will become. The challenge is being patient to become. The challenge is being patient to arrive. The challenge is giving yourself enough time for you to understand that you are becoming someone different. You are learning the new information, and the new information is going to help you become even better. You see, you can only get better when you learn that new is okay. You can only improve when you discover that you are becoming well informed for this new. You see, you can only become when you give your chance, when you give yourself grace to mess up. It's okay to mess up when you are starting out. In fact, it's okay to mess up when you have more experience than anybody around. The reason why that's okay, because how else are you going to learn? How else are you going to grow? How else are you going to develop? You see, you can only develop when you commit to learning the new. You can only grow when you understand that the new is going to push you. You can only grow when you recognize that change is coming. You see, when I started playing football, my high school career, I'm sorry. When I went to high school and was playing football, it was completely different than elementary, than peewee football, than middle school football, than high school football. It was completely different. One, because the games was longer. Two, because the team was a lot stronger. Three, you had to be in shape. You had to do a lot of running so you could be well prepared. And so my first time showing up to practice, when I showed up to practice, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't understand what I got myself into, nor was I prepared for it. And so my first practice, they say, okay, get in the end zone. I said, the end zone? The end zone is a touchdown. I said, okay. So the team ended up getting in the end zone. And during this time, we was running to end zone, that's 110 yards. Now, as we're running 110 yards, we're not just running it one way down. No, 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 no. You have to run one way down. That's not even one. When you go back, that's considered one. So you really have to do, you have to prepare your mind to say, I'm going to push through the longer I go. And as you're pushing through, you're getting better. You're not going to get better the first time. So as we ended up running towards the end of the practice, towards the end of the session, we had to run 16 1-10s. And it's from end zone 1, end zone 2. We had to do that 16 times. You see, for you to learn something new, you have to keep learning the new. The new is going to challenge you. The new is going to push you. The new is going to stress you out. But what do you do when you have no answers, when the new is overwhelming? What do you do when the new is taking your breath? What do you do when the new is knocking you down? Do you stay down or do you get back up? Do you get back up or do you say, I'm going to keep doing it? Or do you recognize that it's a journey and not a sprint? It's a marathon and not a sprint, because when you're running, you have to pace yourself. When you're learning something new, you have to pace yourself. When you're discovering something new, you have to slow down. Because if you use all your energy in the beginning, when the end comes, you have to really push yourself even more. You see, running is a lot different than learning something new. Because running is challenging. Running is overwhelming. Running is stressful. When you're learning something new, there's a language that you have to understand. There's a barrier that you have to break. And there's a pathway that you have to create for yourself to know that this new that you're learning, the new that you're becoming, is the new of the information. Information is what changes the lessons. Information is what makes the lessons more understandable, because now you're able to comprehend, you're able to be more aware, you're able to fully understand what the lesson is going to teach you the more you show up. If it get hard and you throw in the towel, you're going to miss the lessons that has yet to come. When you go through the phase and you go through the process and it's knocking you down, you have to ask yourself, why is it knocking you down? You have to just question yourself, how did I get knocked down? You have to become more aware of the reasoning behind you getting knocked down. You see, I wasn't always a good speaker. And when I started half a decade ago, I started with belief. I started with some confidence. And I started with me figuring out what I wanted to speak about. And so when I got the microphone, before I even got the microphone, I asked the guy, I said, hey, what's the process of speaking on stage? He said, all you have to do is just sign your name on this piece of paper, wait for your name to be called, then you can come talk. And so as I signed my name at slot number 8, there was the previous 7 spots was already blank. But I knew I didn't want to go first. And so I put my name spot number 8. And so the open mic, this was called, it begins. As it's starting. One, the first person goes, and he was a poet person. Another person goes was a rapper. Another person goes was a singer. Another person goes was someone that played the piano. Another person goes was someone that played the guitar. Another person went, it was comedian. My time is coming. Another person that went, not only was it a band, it was a group of people playing, singing, and playing together. They sung together. So now there's one more spot ahead of me, and the last spot that was ahead of me, he called their name, and when they called their name, the person didn't even show up. He left when he signed his name. They left when they signed their name. And so he was like, okay, spot number 7 is out here. Now we get into spot number 8. Terrell Humphrey, go ahead and come up. So I proceed to go up, and I had a little microphone that had a little wire on it. And I grabbed the microphone, I moved the little wire, and I recognized I couldn't go that far because the wire wasn't that long. And so I asked, I said, "Do you mind if I just speak down here? Do you mind if I don't speak on the stage and just speak on the floor?" You see, I was afraid of the stage, so I wanted to be away from the stage. And when as I started to speak, I started to grab the mic, I started to communicate, the words that came out wasn't the words I wanted to say, because as I started to speak, I started to stutter. As I started to stutter, I started to get nervous. As I started to get nervous, I asked, "Could I start over?" You see, many times in life, you just have to ask, can you start over? And just because you're starting over doesn't mean you're going to do even worse. They say, "Yeah, you can start over. Yeah, no problem. Take your time." I remember, "Take your time." And when I proceeded to talk again, my words came out more clear. The statement that I wanted to make came out more smoother. The mentioning, the purpose of me speaking kind of built my confidence. You see, you can only have confidence if you're willing to be uncomfortable. You can only have confidence if you're willing to take that risk. You can only have confidence if you are okay with learning the new. The new is going to build your confidence. The new is going to educate you. The new is going to give you the experience that would help you become more confident. You see, when you keep learning the new becomes less stressful because you are forcing yourself to learn. You are forcing yourself to be discovered. You are forcing yourself to gain the experience. You see, if I would have never went to the Marine Corps, I would have never had the experience of leaving my hometown. If I would never left the Marine Corps, I would never knew that it's okay to learn something new. If I would have never left for the Marine Corps, I wouldn't have discovered more about myself. You see, there's lessons behind your growth. There's lessons behind the new. It's the new that's overwhelming because we can't see what the new look like. We can't see what it feels like. We can't see how heavy it is. I remember being a little kid, and we didn't celebrate Christmas that much, but when we did, when my mama did, when she packed up the Christmas gifts and she put them in the tree, and she let us get the Christmas gift early. Not only did she let us get the gifts early, she let us open them. And before we opened the gifts, we was anticipating Christmas. We was anticipating getting the gifts. We were anticipating open them and seeing what we got. See, one day, my mama, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, she came home and said, "I got some gifts for y'all. Instead of me waiting until Christmas, y'all can open it tomorrow morning." I was excited as a kid. I couldn't wait. I was thrilled. I was excited to see what was wrapped up for me. You see, the new is like a gift that will help you discover who you're becoming. And so when my mama came and she said, "Y'all can open up the gifts," all of us proceeded to open up the gifts. And as we're opening up the gifts, now we got socks, now we got pants, now we got clothes, now we got shoes, now we got toys. You see, until you unwrap your gift will remain new and unknown, because you don't know what you are getting yourself into. Your gift has to be discovered. Your gift has to be unwrapped. Your gift has to be unpackaged for you to know that the lessons behind a startup is you starting to figure out who you're becoming. The lesson behind a startup is you starting to figure out who you would like to help. The lessons behind a startup is understanding how you can help them. You see, it was so difficult for me to know that I was getting into business when I started a half a decade ago. I didn't know it was called marketing. I didn't know it was called communication. I didn't know everything that I know today. But the new became less stressful. The new became less overwhelming. The new became less daunting. You can't become better until you put yourself in an uncomfortable situation for you to discover that you can be better, that you can become great, that you can learn something new. Learning something new will help you. Learning something new will discover your journey. Learning something new will not only help you, but it will position you differently. It will position you differently because you will be able to see yourself differently. You see, the lessons behind a startup, you won't learn something new. Hello, what did I say? When you learn something new, you won't understand it. And it goes into say you have to keep learning the new. Because if you're not able to learn the new, how do you know who you would like to become? Becoming is so challenging. Doing is so overwhelming. And understanding takes time. So the last one I want to hit on is that when you keep learning the new, you have to give yourself time. That's the last one I want to hit on. Give yourself time. Give yourself time. Give yourself time. And I'm show the board right quick. Show the board. Give yourself time. Before we get to the last point, if you haven't yet, make sure you hit that like button. Let me know in the comments below your biggest takeaway thus far around the lessons behind a startup and one challenge that you are facing at this moment. The reason why you have to give yourself time is because when you give yourself time, you're giving yourself opportunity to grow. You're giving yourself opportunity to learn. You're giving yourself an opportunity to discover what you are learning. My most challenging subject in high school was English. It was because I didn't like to write, I didn't like to read, and I really was just in the class just so I can pass. And so one day I went to this AP class. When school started, they gave us our schedules and we went to class, found in that class, and it was probably sixth or seventh period. During that time, we was doing the eight period class ordeal. Nonetheless, I digress. When I get to my English class, it was one of them smart classes, one of them AP classes, one of them classes for colleges. And so when I get in there, we had to read a little book. And I'm saying little because in my eyes, it appeared little because I only looked at the cover. But for you to understand the context that's in this book, you have to flip it to page one. You have to flip it to page two. You have to flip it to page three and continue to read it. My biggest challenge was flipping to past the cover to actually understand what the book was saying. I didn't even read it. And so the first class, that she gave us our homework assignment. She said, okay, for homework for next class, y'all going to have to read a chapter of this book. A chapter of this book was seven pages, front to back. You flip one page, one, two, three, and so on and so forth. You're telling me I had to read 14 different pages? I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Let me tell you why I didn't do it, because I didn't like to read. I'm thinking I'm not going to understand what's in these books because I didn't put time into reading anything. Nonetheless, the next class comes. And when the next class comes, she proceeds to say, we're going to discuss what was in the book. And we're going to start with whoever would like to raise a hand, volunteer, go, and we can pivot off of one another. So one of the kids, they raised their hand. They told about the book, told about what they learned about it. And she was like, great. Next person went. Said the same exact thing. Shared what they learned from it and how they enjoyed the book. Then it got to me. I tried to sugarcoat. I tried to pretend like I understood what the information was, like I did the assignment, And it wasn't until I recognized I was in the wrong class. Because that class wasn't for me. That class was too smart for me. So I had to get out of it. And I immediately went to my counselor and I explained. I said, listen, I'm going to fail this class. Not intentionally, but because I don't believe in myself. But because the work is hard, because the work is overwhelming, I don't want to be in this class no more. So she take me out that class, and I end up going to regular class where the books wasn't that heavy, where the book wasn't that huge, where the book was very simple to read. And what I've learned during that time is that if I would have gave myself time to learn about the book, to read the book, to gain the understanding, to gain the knowledge, and to recognize what the information was meant to teach me, I would have been prepared to read the book. And since I didn't give myself time, as soon as it got difficult, as soon as it got challenging, as soon as it got overwhelming, I literally went to go change my schedule. I literally asked, could I change my schedule? Just because you're overwhelmed, just because you're figuring it out, and just because it doesn't make sense, doesn't mean you can't give yourself time. New is meant to be learned because you're discovering something valuable. You're discovering something that's going to help you. You're discovering something that's going to position you differently. But if you throw in the towel so quickly, if you walk away from the journey, if you turn your back on the process, the new will always remain unknown because you didn't go through the process of discovering who you're becoming. You see, the reason why the lessons behind a startup are so overwhelming, because in business, there's so many different things that you have to learn. In order for you to learn everything, you have to start with learning the first thing, then working your way up. I'm still in the phase of startup. Nonetheless, I have the idea behind the business that I would like to have. I have the understanding of who I would like to help, and I know how I can go by helping them. Correction, I'm learning how I can go by helping them. Because I dedicated the time to learning more about business. If you're going to get into business, if you're going to launch your own business or grow your own business, you have to start with the basics. Just like with me, I have to start with the basics. I have to get educated on what business actually consists of. I have to get educated on what to do when it comes to business. I have to fully commit to the process and give myself time to learning more about business. If I don't learn more about business every day, I will never understand the language that the business has. It's so many different things that you have to learn. So don't worry about the so many. In fact, start with the one. Understand the one. And when you understand, when you think you have an understanding of it, learn the second thing. Once you start learning the second thing, go back to the first thing and see if the first thing makes sense based off the next thing that you're learning. To make it even simpler, just because you learn one thing in the beginning doesn't mean you can't come back to it and keep learning more about it. When you learn something new, you're opening your mind to discover something new. And when you discover new information, you have to keep referring back to it until you fully understand it. And to be honest, you're not going to fully understand it. It's going to appear to you differently based off your experience, based off your knowledge, and based off your understanding. If you learn that new and come back to the new, every so often, every month, every couple of months, you will start to see that this new is starting to make sense. You're able to learn the language. Business is difficult if you'll put time into understanding what business actually is. And I'm talking from my experience, it was understanding for me because I didn't come from family. I didn't come from a rich family. I didn't come from a family that had a low bunch of money. I didn't even come from a family that was entrepreneurial. Nonetheless, if I'm going to get into the entrepreneurship route, I have to be the one to learn. I have to be the one to discover. I have to be the one to ask a lot of questions. Because the lessons behind a startup will help you be more prepared. So when you learn something new, you won't understand it. But if you keep going back, eventually it will start to make sense. Eventually you will recognize the language. Eventually you will learn more with the new. Because when you keep learning the new, when you keep learning the business, when you keep learning yourself, when you keep learning about time management, you become more understanding about your journey. Your journey is a marathon rather than a sprint, because you can run a short distance and be done with the race. Whereas if you're running a marathon, you're running so far, you have to pace yourself. Because when you pace yourself, you have to give yourself time to learn more about business, to learn more about what you are doing, who you would like to help, and how you can go about helping them. You have to give yourself time to know that you are learning more about business. If you got value from this and you're really enjoying this, make sure you leave a comment below and share with me what is the biggest lesson. Well, I'm sorry, what is the biggest challenge that you're facing while starting a business, while starting something new, while learning new information? Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. And if you haven't yet, make sure you like, subscribe, and click this video right here to watch more videos on how to grow and develop within yourself.